on the 1 yard line with their backs against the wall.
This ain't a game to me. If you think it's a game, get the fuck off of this bus.
Hello, everybody. Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome back to the Believe in Iowa State podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Carter.
And I'm your host, Cody Vanciolo.
Cody, welcome back to the show. Today, we are going to take a look at Arkansas State. I just have a question before you, before we go in. This bye week has to come at the right time, right?
I would say yes, absolutely. I mean, Matt Campbell has said repeatedly his press conferences, like, he has an argument for having the toughest stretch, like the toughest like schedule. And I mean, there is some truth to, I mean, you look at the stretch that Iowa State had up to this point. You have to travel across the pond, Ireland, to play in Farmageddon. You've had to come home to a pretty good like FCS school in South Dakota. Then you had hosted your in-state rival, Iowa, and now you got to go to Arkansas State, which is not the easiest road trip, and considering the weather that they're gonna be playing in, it's going to be one of those games like you want to just get on them early and then you want to get out. But like, this has been like quite a stretch for Iowa State. They're being really tested, just kind of the depth and like the physical and mental like fatigue could be setting in on the guys, and I think this bye week does come at a good time for them.
Yes, it definitely does. Obviously, this is going to be just a hurdle right before the bye week. So obviously, they got to stay locked in. Obviously, I'm not really worried. We hear about letdown games, and hey, maybe I'm just being overly confident in my football team. But I just this team has just prove me wrong time and time again. We thought the same thing about, we're like, how is this team going to respond when they come back, when they came back from Ireland? They came back with a 55-7 beat down in South Dakota. So I mean, I really think that this team is ready. And obviously, going a step further, Cody, I mean, do you think, just from a Big 12 standpoint, do you think that there's a chance that this league could get multiple bids?
I think it's going to be very difficult, just with the way things have gone. But I think as long as the teams that are supposed to be at the top, as long as Iowa State, Utah, Texas Tech keep performing the way they are right now, I think they'll be fine. You just can't have any more teams that are supposed to be at your top really fall through. So you just need a couple teams to really just break away from the pack of the Big 12 and really set themselves as national contenders. So Iowa State, we love for them to do that. But also you're looking at your Utah, Texas Tech, and TCU. All four of those teams need to just break away from the rest of the pack and not get caught in all the chaos that has been going on so far in the Big 12. Like what's happened to Baylor, what's happened to Kansas State, what's happened to Arizona State. So I think there is a world where the Big 12 does get multiple bids. It just comes down to the teams within the Big 12 really just breaking away from the rest of the pack.
Yeah, I completely agree, man. It's going to come down to really if there's not, there really can't be a four-way tie, honestly, for last year. I think there is going to be more of a hierarchy, and at least, now Iowa State has a chance to be in that. But right now, we're going to take a look and a deeper dive into Arkansas State. Of course, that's why you guys are here. So we're going to take that, share my screen, and we're going to take a look at that. All right. So We're going to look at the team leaders. So here are the stats right now. Jalen Reagor is the dual threat QB, 470 yards up to this point. Their leading rusher is Devin Spencer with 73 rushing yards. Receiving yards, Chauncey Cobb with 135 yards. Nigel Nelson with 18 tackles and Avante Dickerson with one interception. So, I mean, you saw last week they played Arkansas for the first time ever. And because this is a game that they've been trying to come up with to schedule for years. They finally did, but they ended up getting beat 56-14 and gave up 600 plus yards, including over 300 yards on the ground. So I think this is definitely going to be a game where you see Iowa State definitely try to run the football.
Yeah, I mean, I've been hearing that like Arkansas State is among the bottom of run defense. So this should honestly be a day where you get your running backs going. You get Carson Hanson, you get Abu Salma, Aiden Flora, and Dylan Lee all going. And also, you would just want to get – this is the day where you want to just, like, stomp out Arkansas State early. Don't make this game interesting and really get your depth. Get it in the game and playing for a good amount of time because you heard how hot it is going to be, right, down in Jonesboro?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be 99 degrees at game time.
Yeah, so ideally, if you're Iowa State, you just want to get up at Arkansas State like two, three scores early and not have to really, really worry about, like, you know, getting your guys like fatigue, whatever, possibly risking injury because of how hot it is and things like that. So you just want to just get on Arkansas State early. Don't give them any hope and just, like, get out of there, get in and get out and get into the bye week and get ready for Arizona on the 27th.
Yeah, man, that's really how I see it. Because you look at the rankings of their points for and points again, they're giving up 40 points a game, which is dead last in FBS. So definitely, Iowa State has a chance to put some points up in this game. Is there a certain thing that you want to see, or certain things that you want to see from this Iowa State team before they go into the bye week?
Clean up. There are some things you definitely I would like to clean up. Like what we saw at Iowa, there's a few things we want to clean up. I mean, the number one thing I know people are talking about is, as we're talking about this week, is the inability for Iowa State to stop a team after Iowa State's offense scores. Because I remember hearing in the John Haycock press conference, he got asked about, like, so you get basically paraphrasing, so that, like, after Iowa State scores a touchdown, the team that they play against, the opponent, immediately gets a touchdown. And it's happened four times, like, this year so far. It's 4-4 where Iowa State scores a touchdown and then immediately gives up a touchdown on defense. So that's one thing I know that John Haycock and the defense, like, really want to just, like, stamp, like, really – fix and work on is that. So that's one thing I do want to see, is just us to have an ability to score a touchdown, not have to worry about immediately giving one up. And I think it just also part of it is the desperation of teams that they don't want to fall too far behind against Iowa State. So that's kind of fair. But yeah, that's one area that defensively I do want to see. And then for I guess offensively, just hit on those routes that like Rocco Beck missed last week, because if Rocco Beck connects on some of those routes and we get some of those touchdowns early, we would have won Cy-Hawk by double digits. There's no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
There would have been no chance for Iowa to get back.
Yeah, I think for me, two things I want to see. There's definitely going to be similar to yours. Defensively, yeah, I'd love to just see a stop right after we score the football. Get a three and out, or just – if it's a sustained drive, just force a fourth down. And I think, you know, my hot take, if you saw it earlier in the week, I said that I think this is going to be a game where we really see the receivers. I think this is a game where, like, yes, we're going to run the ball, but I think this is where you're really going to see a heavy dose of Chase Soule and Xavier Townsend, really just to get get this team ready for the stretch run for the conference play for Arizona in a few weeks. And I mean, once we get into our Big 12 segment, that's what we're going to have to talk about, because Arizona has a Big 12 after dark game against Kansas State, and Kansas State's going to be a desperate team. So I can't wait to talk about that with you. But I mean, I guess for you, to wrap this up, what is it going to take? What are three things for you that are going to be the key for Iowa State to win this game?
I mean, I think we've said it like pretty much like throughout like here earlier in the show, but number one, we just run the ball all over Arkansas State. Realistically, we just need to run all over them. We need to just take advantage of the weaknesses that Arkansas State have. We need to line up against what is seen as physically inferior defensive line, because I think we did see that in the Arkansas State game. I think we just need to see our offensive line just absolutely dominate from start to finish and just run the ball all over them. Number two is the defense. And I mean, we did see Tomatoa McDonough really kind of have his his coming out party. And I mean, he's still got a lot of go. And I think he said himself, this style game was not a breakout game because he knows he can do so much more. So I would love to see our defense like continue to have the aggressiveness that they had at the end of Cyhawk. Why don't we like put that aggression into the beginning of the game and just sustain it throughout the game? So it'd be nice. So getting to the quarterback is going to be another thing. And number three, don't make this competitive. Do not make this competitive.
Yes, just please.
Blow them out early. And so that way we can sub in either Connor Mobley, Alex Mansky to keep Rocco Beck healthy, put in the second and third stringers and let them get some reps.
Yes, I agree. My three are start fast, of course. You don't want this to be a game to be going into the fourth quarter. I don't want that at all. I want it to be a boring game like it was a few weeks ago against South Dakota. Not saying 55-7, but somewhere to where you get to see our depth in the second half. Number two is, I want to see this run game started up. Like obviously, because we've seen this team where they said that they have a bad run defense in like 2023, and there's games where they didn't show up. But I think that now that we're in the third year into Clanton, plus this line has gotten put best offensive line in the Big Ten performing last week. So the fact that we got a really big push against their D line really encourages me for the rest of the year. Obviously, our rushing yards really haven't been that impressive, but this is a chance to really shore that up and get some confidence going into conference play. And third, for me, is to get the receivers going. I definitely would love to see our passing game improve. Not saying that there really hasn't been a problem with it, but involved, because I think that like getting our receivers involved and them being able to convert on some of the catches, I think that's going to take this team to the next level. So those are my three things. We're gonna do a fun exercise right now. Let's really take a look into the Iowa State schedule. Cody, if you want to share your screen, I'll stop sharing mine, but let's really, really take a look into Iowa State's schedule. I really want to see what you think about the next few games and maybe see what we think going into these next few games.
Let's see.
There we go.
Yep. So obviously Iowa State has so far, it's 3-0 in the year, ranked number 14 in the country. Have wins over Kansas State, Farmington over in Ireland, the 55-7 win, as we mentioned, against South Dakota, and keeping the Cy-Hawk Trophy in Ames in a 16-13 win over Iowa, obviously. And then Saturday, we're going down to Jonesboro, taking on Arkansas State. And then after the bye week, we have a three-game stretch between hosting the Arizona Wildcats. That will be a wild game, so if you're going to the Arizona game, get your whiteout gear. So I mean, there's a lot of good places to go for that. If you're in the Ames area, just I recommend Size Locker Room. There's also Barefoot, Rally House, and then if you're a student, go to the University Bookstore. They should have a lot of good whiteout gear. And if you're like in a Des Moines area, I know Shields is really good. So really get
your whiteout. Old folks, do not be hard-headed. Wear white.
It's actually a good color. And it worked well last year. You saw last year, it worked so well. And I think it's because whiteout, it's like so much easier to do because like you can wear white with like your, you still have Cardinal Gold, but the main base being white. I think it's, it looks good. I mean, let me see. Me personally, I did get myself another whiteout gear. I'll just show it on my camera. So I actually got this at the, so I got this at the bookstore on, what was it, Monday? So I've got like a, got this at the bookstore here. It's got like the old, an old Iowa State logo. Kind of looks like a baseball. So yeah. I mean, this is just an example of what to get, but there's a lot of good white Iowa State gear. So get your white up gear before the game on Saturday. I'm going to assume it's going to be a night out, night game like it was last year against Baylor. So
that game is probably going to be a 6 p.m. game, I'm guessing.
Oh, dude, if you're going to that, oh my God, we could do all day tailgating. Let's go.
Cody, I'll be there. So yes, we're going to be all day tailgating.
yes.
Duh.
That's all I wanted, honestly. All right, anyways. So after hosting Arizona for the whiteout, it's road trips at Cincinnati and at Colorado, and then another bye week. And then back-to-back home games for the Cyclones as they host BYU on homecoming and host Arizona State in a rematch of the Big 12 championship. And then at TCU, another bye week. And then senior night will be against the Kansas Jayhawks, and the end of the season, regular season, will be at Oklahoma State.
All right, Cody. Let's give our thoughts. Like realistically, we'll just look at the next six games.
Yeah.
How much of a chance are you giving us to win all these six games? Or what's your record? What do you think our record is going to be by the time we get to the KU game?
There is a world where Iowa State is 9-1. Heading into Kansas. Our only loss would be at TCU. Just with the way TCU is looking right now, Josh Hoover looking really good. I'm not scared of Cincinnati, traveling to Cincinnati. I'm not scared of the Bearcats, realistically. I would have to see otherwise. And then at Colorado, it's winnable. I think we did say at the beginning of the preseason, if there was a road game where Iowa State would slip up, it'd be either at Colorado or at TCU. And I see us winning at Colorado being more favorable right now. And then BYU hasn't really – I mean, they've looked pretty good, but they haven't really played great opponents. I mean, considering they play Portland State and was it Stanford. So not really playing world beaters, but they still look not too shabby. And then Arizona State, man, I think Kenny Dillingham is going to get the guys refocused, and I think this will still be a pretty good game. I just think, imagine this game was like an matchup undefeated. Like, if there was that world, that would have been nuts. And I'd assume that you would have to bring like College Game Day or something. Or, I don't know. That would have to happen, but I mean, it doesn't matter.
So for me, you know, we're 3-0 right now. And that's what that's the next six games. I see anywhere between, I'll say, between 4-2 and 6-0, because the two games that I think I have us possibly dropping is at Colorado and at TCU, but I could see us also go 5-1 and only lose one of these, and then it could be TCU, or it could be one of the games at home, or one of these other games that we're not thinking about. But like you said, there's also a point where I could see us be 9-0, like.
Actually, you know, that would put us at 10-0 if we were to go undefeated. That would put us at 10-0.
Oh, right. Sorry, I keep forgetting about this about Saturday's game. Yes, and we'd put us at 10-0. So anywhere between us being between 8-2 and 10-0, by the time we get to KU, I think is a real realistic possibility. And like, if we somehow find a way to win at TCU and we're 10-0, like, oh my, I Cody, I'll tell you this. If we're 10-0, I'm buying me and you tickets to the Big 12 championship game because we're basically a lock at that point.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. But I mean, yeah, I mean, let's see here. Except that would put like, okay, so yeah. I mean, look at the standings right now. I mean, we still have the leg up in the conference, so I think we'd be in a good spot. And like I mentioned, I'll take a look at like some of the teams. Like, so obviously TCU, that's one of the teams that we do have to worry about. What's crazy is we would have already played four games before TCU has played one or two. Excuse me. That's kind of nuts if you ask me. But it's insane. Yeah, look at the schedule for TCU. I mean, this is actually pretty doable. This is doable for TCU. I mean,
especially when, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I say, especially when you consider they have SMU, they're hosting at Arizona State, Colorado, at K-State, Baylor, and West Virginia before they have their off week and then come play us. So, I mean, it's going to be nice for them to be well rested before they play us because that's the week where that we're going to be playing Arizona State. So, you know, obviously, depending on what our record is going into that game, it could be this game could be a huge letdown, and a letdown not as in like CCU not being a good team, a letdown for us after an emotional spot against Arizona State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you talk about traveling to Tempe, Arizona, hosting Colorado. I mean, traveling to Kansas State, you got the rivalry, and then you're traveling to Morgantown. And I mean, just like, you know, one thing I look at the schedule, like, we need to just do a diagnosis on Kansas State because what is going on with them?
Honestly, Cody, this game is like a save their season type of thing, because in the grand scheme of things, even if they were to lose this game, like yes, they'd be 1-3 and 0-1, but you still have to. I mean, obviously, you'd have to win the rest of your games, but like, it'd be huge for them to win this game because that's 2-2-1. But you look at the schedule coming up. If they can go on a run, let's say they win these next four games, you're right back in the thick of it at 5-2 going into your bye before you have to go to KU. So if any team can make a run, it's K-State. But just, I don't know, with the way that they've been playing, I just don't see it happening. I do think they rebound on Friday, though, and beat Arizona. But this four-game stretch is going to be crucial for them before their October 18th bye week.
Yeah, and I mean, trying to see just looking at that. Arizona, I mean, they haven't looked too bad, and haven't really played anybody, but yeah, this game is huge for them. It's helping around here, and I think this needs to be said. What the? I mean, you would talk about Kansas State being bad, but good God almighty, Oklahoma State just got absolutely demolished at the Autzen Zoo, 69-3. Nice. Maybe not for Oklahoma State, but you get the point.
Right, right.
Oh, God. I mean, I think I'm hearing people calling for Gundy. They're calling for Gundy's job.
I mean, okay. Yes, it was bad that they lost to Oregon 69-3, but in the grand scheme of things, that was just one loss. And really, if you let a 66-point non-conference loss affect you for the rest of the season, then your team wasn't mentally strong to begin with. Because look, you win this, you're 2-1, but hey, you got some shots the next few weeks. You beat Tulsa, you beat Baylor, and you beat Arizona. You go into Houston, what, 5-4-1, 5-1? So, I mean, they could turn around just like that for Oklahoma State. Now, I don't know. I'm just saying hypothetically because I just – quarterback-wise, I don't know if I can believe that they can string together three wins in a row like that. But, like, And that's the possibility is there.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I was just gonna say, I mean, yeah, things are not looking pretty rocky right now. Like it's still water and in Manhattan, but I mean, I guess if there's a place that isn't really too worried, I mean, right now, Texas Tech. I mean, they're taking care of teams, and I mean, they got a match against Oregon State that I expect them to absolutely take care of. And then we get to the week after, which is during Iowa State's bye week. Texas Tech at Utah. Now,
yes, I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait for that.
I can't wait for Cody. This one, like,
think of the implications this will have on the Big 12 race, like the Big 12 race. And I think, I don't know if we heard that, was it Big Noon's going to Salt Lake City?
It is. They are going to Big Salt Lake City, yeah.
All right, all right, all right. Back to so two big new kickoffs for the Big 12 so far this year. It's safe to say that Fox and Big Noon really love the Big 12 schools.
Yeah, especially with the whole Barstool and Fox partnership. So here we are. We have a friend of the show, Cole. Here's what he thinks is going to happen. He thinks Arizona's going to win by two touchdowns, 31-17. We'll have to see about that. But I don't doubt him. that'd be crazy, insane. But yeah. To further go into the show, you know what? That was basically our Big 12 segment. So we are going to give a thanks to our sponsor, FanDuel.
Yeah. Oh man. So once again, thank you, FanDuel, for being the presenting sponsor. I mean, I have to check my conference championship parlay, but I mean, FanDuel doesn't do just that. I mean, they've got a lot more. Obviously, NFL season's is in right now, starting back up. So there's going to be a lot of NFL parlays. MLB is heating up because obviously it's the push before we get to October. And obviously, college football is still going big. So, I mean, pretty good opportunities here for bettors. And I mean, Thursday Night Football is tonight. We have the Washington Commanders taking on the Green Bay Packers.
Yes, and I will be cheering for the Packers.
All right,
so let's look into the NFL and then we'll look at the college football slate for this weekend, and then we'll look at the promotions, of course, like always, but we're looking to let that load. But yeah, here is the slate for Thursday. It looks like Green Bay is a 3-point favorite. Oh, this is a game was at Lambeau. I thought it was at Washington. Over under is 48.5. Money line is minus 174 for Green Bay. Pretty good odds for money line if you want to bet Washington. So the over under 48, and let's see if you look at this, let's see what they have for same game parlays.
I'm not surprised Jaden Daniels is on there. It's so Deebo Samuel. It's still kind of weird to see Deebo not on the 49ers, but it is what it is. But yeah, you take a look at the anytime touchdown scores, Deebo Samuel, Josh Jacobs, Jaden Reed, and Jaden Daniels plus 229.63 odds. So, I mean, yeah, it looks like about 68, a little under 68,000 people placed this. So it sounds like a really popular parlay to put on.
Yes, yes, yes. So that's a look at your Thursday night game. Let's look at the college football slate and see what, and look at let's take a look at the conference winner odds right now. See if there's anything changed in the Big 12.
Oh, it definitely has changed with the non-con schedule. Things have changed.
Yes. So now Utah is the betting favorite now at plus 400. Texas Tech comes in at plus 490. TCU plus 600, Iowa State plus 700, Baylor at plus 700, and Arizona State at plus 850. So, Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. So Utah is now the betting favorite. And if they win that game next week against Texas Tech at home, the odds are just going to get better and better for them. So it should be interesting to see how that turns out, Cody.
For sure. And I think I saw, what, there were some games tonight for college football? I believe there was, what was it?
Yeah.
Wake Forest.
NC State and Wake Forest, yeah.
Yeah, we got that tonight. And then also we got to check out some of the Friday Night Lights as well, because obviously the Big 12 is going to have a couple games on Friday.
Yeah, we have two. That's one. But, yes, we have Colorado at Houston, and then we have K-State and Arizona and for Big 12 after dark.
All right. Yeah, Houston is a 3.5-point favorite. You like that for Houston?
I like it. I like this spot for Houston. Colorado right now is in a sort of desperation. They have now turned to their third-string quarterback as the starter. So, yeah, Colorado is in desperation mode. Houston had a great showing against Rice last week. I think if they're able to win this week and move to 4-0, I think we may have to put our eyes on Houston, because you look down the line, I believe on the 27th, I don't know if you saw, but I believe Utah goes down to Houston in a possible undefeated versus undefeated matchup, and Houston probably could be ranked if they win this game. So watch out for the Cougs, but the Cougs are coming, man, with Fritz and them boys.
Oh, what's correct? Utah doesn't actually play Houston. They don't play each other, but.
Oh, that must have been a typo.
No, but Houston does host Texas Tech on the 4th of October.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God. If both Texas Tech and Houston are undefeated heading to that, that's going to be nuts. And then, obviously, Kansas State, Arizona. Arizona looking, obviously, be 3-0 heading into their bye week, and Kansas State just looking to just go 2-2 and get some sort of momentum heading to their bye week before their schedule. So this one's going to be really fun. This is going to be some fun Friday Night Lights here. Down
it sure is. It sure is, man. All right, man. Do you have any closing thoughts off of the pod or anything that you wanted to talk about before we go?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if you saw, but on Tuesday, Big Monday is it's back for the Big 12, and Iowa State has two of those games. And for the first time since 2017, I believe, ESPN's Big Monday is heading back to Hilton Coliseum.
Yes, if you would like to share that with us, that'd be great.
Yep, yep. So, let's see here. Let's take a look at my screen here. Yep. So, the ACC and the Big 12 are going to have some Big Monday matchups here. I don't know if you see it. I could put it on, or am I going crazy?
Oh, sure. No, I got to add it to the stage. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. So ESPN's Big Monday matchups are back to the Big 12. Iowa State is featured in two of them, but you also see some of the other matchups here for Big Monday. January 26th, the Arizona Wildcats will travel to the Marriott Center to take on the BYU Cougars.
That's going to be an insane matchup. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, that's going to be. Yep.
At the Marriott Center. Yeah.
Okay, then you got on February 2nd, Kansas will travel to Lubbock to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Ooh.
Yeah, on February 9th, you have the Arizona Wildcats once again on the road, but they will be traveling to Allen Fieldhouse to take on the Kansas Jayhawks.
Nice.
Yep. And then for your Iowa State Cyclones, Iowa State gets to host Houston on February 16th.
That is going to be an insane game.
Especially
if Houston comes into that game undefeated in the conference.
Or if they only have one loss, because who knows what's going to happen in Big 12. We haven't even seen the rest of the Big 12 conference play. Good God. That's true. Yeah. February 23rd, Houston will be on the road to take on Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse. And then March 2nd, Iowa State will get an opportunity to exercise some demons as they go down to Tucson to take on the Arizona Wildcats March 2nd.
We need to win that game, bro.
Yeah, I know Caleb Love isn't there, but I think we just need our pound of flesh. We need to get our pound of flesh.
Yes, we need our pound of flesh. We need to get our leg back, whatever you call it.
Yep.
But yeah, this Big Monday is insane.
Yeah. And there's more. I mean, we got the ACC as well. If we can take a look at some of the national things. So the ACC will also have Big Monday. I mean, you look at number 7, Louisville. Well, and these are all like preseason rankings. Mm-hmm. So the rankings don't remember. But Louisville travels, came in the door to take out the Duke Blue Devils. Got Syracuse traveling to North Carolina. NC State will travel to Louisville. Syracuse at Cameron Indoor, Louisville at North Carolina, and then Duke at NC State. So some pretty good. So these are some really good. I'd say these are some really good Big Monday matches. And this gets me, I know we're still in the prime college football season, but this is getting me ready for college basketball season, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so, hey, maybe once it gets to that, maybe one of these other bye weeks at the end, we'll have to do like a little college basketball preview. So until then, thank you guys for joining us on the Believe in Iowa State podcast today, for listening to our preview show with Arkansas State. Some programming news for next week's show. We're going to have our reaction show on Sunday as usual. Thursday, we're going to have a special guest. So I will announce that next week. Tune in to find out and make sure to pay attention to all of our social media to find out who the guest is. But with that, follow us on social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and Twitch. And since we are on Twitter most of the time, follow me on Twitter at SciTieGuy. Follow Cody at FoamatCampbell. Yes, that is the show. So for Tyler Carter.
And for Cody Mancinello.
This is the Believe in Iowa State podcast. Roll clones, baby.
Go Cyclones.